Hello?
There we go. Now we've got a whole another hour. We won't take that long.
No problem.
Did that email make it to you with that appointment, Aaron?
Let me see.
Perfect.
And I hit yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
July.
I know. July 19th already.
Yeah. 11 to 12 Los Angeles time.
Correct.
That's my time here would be like 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? You got it. That's correct.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
It'll be 2 o'clock your time tomorrow.
Okay.
Correct.
In case,
sorry about that.
If just in case if I miss that call, what happens?
They'll try you a couple of times, but you'll also get, you'll get a reminder beforehand as well.
Got you. Okay.
And I believe it's an hour beforehand that they send that out.
All right.
And look. I'm going to see if I can find your Facebook page just so we've got it.
It's easy to detect because the pictures are kind of similar.
Okay. Let's see. And is it under colorful design?
Yeah.
Doesn't want to come up for me.
Let's see. The Facebook.
No, that didn't do it.
Yeah, on Facebook it comes out as colorful design with one L.
Okay. Try again. No. Would you mind texting your Facebook page link to me?
Yeah, I can, hold on a second, I'm on it right now.
Perfect. And while you do that, I'm grabbing more of the info I need, just doing a little copy and paste on this end for our tech. We like them to have as much information as they can, then it's less that you need to worry about.
I'm trying to see, how do I do that,
And if you lose me, I'll call you back. So don't worry about that. And don't let this goof you up. I'm sending you another link, just informational by text also. So don't let that distract you. You can still send back to me.
I took a picture of what I saw. I don't know if you look at your text message. That helps.
Okay. Usually, well, let me see. Maybe it will. Doesn't usually let me get pictures through text, but see what it does. No. No. Oh, there we go. Nope, it didn't do it. Can you copy the link, perhaps?
Let me see. I'm trying to see. But in order, when you go on Facebook and if you do colorful design, it doesn't come up?
No. And I tried colorful design. That actually just takes me to Marketplace. And then I tried colorful design Baby Florida. Let me try Colorful Design, Inc.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, that's not it. All right, let me try one more thing. Maybe Florida. Huh. No. Okay. I can type it in. So it would be facebook.com/. Can you see what the text is behind that? After that slash.
Let me see. If I'm what, I'm sorry?
So in the address bar when you're on Facebook, it's, and you're on your profile, or that, I'm sorry, on that, on your page, can you see the address bar on the top where it says www.facebook/?
Oh, okay, let me see. If I can find that. What you mean?
Sometimes it's a bunch of digits. Sometimes it's actually part of the name.
Yeah. For some reason when I click on that, it just gives me like, it says create post, add appointments.
So way up at the top in the address bar, there's a, well, mine's black bar where it would say facebook.com to show what site you're on. Can you see that?
It doesn't let me see it. Great post. Let me do that. And okay. It says, okay. If you do colorful design dash GL design,
that's EL design.
/ LLC.
Alright, let me try that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and sorry,
it's colorful design - EL design. Ah.
EL design / LLC.
There you are.
Yeah.
Perfect. I found you. I'm going to give you a light call in there. Give you a little boost over that side. Okay. And then grab that link. Perfect. All right. Thank you, Aaron. We got it. Okay. Now I'm going to double check my info for typos. Okay. Nope, don't need Google Business Profile. All right, that looks good. Okay. Just got to do a little more copy and paste here. Okay, and then I'll set your subscription up, and we'll send that through, and then we all will have left is voice verification, and there'll be another email on its way to you. It'll be the last one for now, though.
Sure.
Okay. So, do you have a different card that you can use? This one is actually saying insufficient funds.
Oh, really?
It happens. Not a big deal.
Okay, let's try, I have American Express.
Okay. And, still appears Prosper A. Lugassi.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for those digits.
3793.
Oh, I'm sorry, 3793. Got it.
6402. 5085.
5085. 120. And expiration, please.
1024.
Perfect. And the security code?
418.
418. All right, let me update that. Okay. It liked that. Let me send that through.
Should go through.
Decline. Oh! CVV code. I must have typed the CVV code wrong. You said 418, correct?
418.
Okay, well that's correct. Expiration October of 23, wasn't it?
24.
24, it is, okay. Let me try that again. See what its problem is. Decline. EID.
Wow.
All right, something, we must have something wrong in, if you could double check the name on the front of the card, does it read Prosper A. Lugassi?
No, the last one I gave it says Prosper Lugassi.
Ah, that might be it. Okay. Let's see if that did the trick. Oh, gotta wait 5 minutes after I tried it too many times. That's okay. Well, we wait for that time to come up. In fact, I'll set my timer so that we know when I can send it through again. So what we'll do in the meantime while we wait for that is we'll do the voice verification. So this is required of us as Google Channel partners. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So a couple of places I'll need you to say yes or company name, things like that. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Should I do Colorful Design or EL Design?
If you want it to show Colorful Design, that's what I would go with.
Okay. So we'll do Colorful Design.
Okay. And then please state your name and title within the business.
But let me ask you one question. When people search, like they want to search mm-hmm. me, Sunbiz or anything like that, it chose EL Design LLC and then the BA name. So should
okay.
I put both? I don't know.
Well, your website is branded Colorful Design.
Okay.
I guess I would stick with Colorful Design since that's how your website's branded. Yeah, definitely. Okay. And then please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Prosper Lugassi, and I'm the owner of the business.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 18, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $648, the breakout of which is $549 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, next month and future payments will be at a true flat rate of $549. There are no hidden taxes, additional clip fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 18th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 18th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And let's see, it looks like we've got about a minute and a half before it's going to let me try that again. And I was just thinking, maybe we should go, before I push it through again, let's double check everything on there, make sure we've got it right. Oh, I might have just found it. The phone number for the billing on that account, is that the 954 number?
Yeah.
Not the 4. That might be it right there, too. Okay. Let me update that. Still wants us to give it another 54 seconds, but let me just do a little more double-checking while I'm here. Because it said that the ID was wrong, so I bet that was it with the phone number. Let me just double-check that address again. That looks good. All right. All looks good. Okay. I'm going to do a couple more fill-ins while we wait.
Okay.
Okay. Hop back over here. So how many crew members do you have, Aaron?
We have like 2 or 3.
Nice. It's a good size.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if this will go. I think our 5 minutes should be passed. And now with the phone number corrected, decline, CVV, it failed again. Okay, let's do this. Let's double-check that card number. I'm going to have you read it back. What it does is it X's it out, so I can't actually see if I had a typo in the card number. But let's start there. Unless you've got another card that might be easier or give us less fits, so that's entirely up to you.
Okay, let's try this one here. I mean, they're all good. What?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they're fuzzy. They get like that.
Let's try this new one. You ready?
Okay, and yeah, is it, what kind of card is it? MX Master Visa?
MX.
MX, okay.
MasterCard.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, the name on this card is just Prosper A. Lugassi.
Okay. All right.
5421.
5421.
3950.
3950.
3704.
3704.
7180.
7180. And you said that is Amex, or is that Master?
MasterCard.
Master, okay. And then the expiration, please.
0627.
That would be June 27. Okay. And then the security codes, please, Aaron.
034.
Okay. Let's give that a whirl. See what it does.
It should go through them.
It says invalid account number. Oh, my goodness. Did I take it down wrong? Do you maybe not have the card activated yet?
No, I activated the account.
Huh. Said invalid card number. Alright, I must have had a... Yeah, let's do it again. I must have had a typo.
Okay, so it's 5425.
5425.
3950.
3950.
3704.
704.
7180.
7180. And it was June of 27.
Yeah, June of 27.
0034, correct. Sorry about my dogs. And then 034.
034, correct.
Okay. Let me try that.
And I don't have any card.
What's that?
I don't have any other cards, so
let's hope this one does the trick.
It should.
This will be the one. Actually, it does look like it's going through. It's the other ones that was kicking him back quickly. This one is it. Ta-da! There it went. All right. So there should be another email coming your way. This one will say local splash initial invoice. And then let me know when that one comes through. And just one last thing I need you to do.
An email, you mean?
Yes, and it'll say local splash initial invoice.
Yeah, it came through, looks like. Can you see? Local splash support, local splash initial invoice, yes.
Yeah, there you go. And then if you scroll down in that one, there should be a button that says click to accept. And then if you do that, it'll ask you to type your name in exactly as it appears.
But I see that there is so many, in the very bottom, I see there is so many attempts of charging, so I just hope that...
Right, yeah, it probably does show that. Each time we failed, it'll show that. But then it did go through successfully on that last one.
Okay, so it's going to be just one charge. So what do I do with that? Like,
just hit the accept button, and then it'll ask you to type your name. So it'll want, just like it appears, Prosper Space A. Lugassi.
Like, what do I do with that? Like, I look at this. It says, please click here to accept.
Yes, that's where you need to go. Perfect. Click that. And then it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears there. So it'll be Prosper. And then, of course, everything needs to be capitalized accordingly.
Okay, so in the very bottom,
mm-hmm.
I have to put my name.
Right. Did it give you a box when you hit click here to accept?
Okay. Okay, and then confirm signature?
Yes. And then we'll give it a minute to update on my end.
Okay.
Still thinking.
Did I have to hit the box? I certainly that I have for the authorization?
Yes.
Okay. Now it's asking me for username, password.
Good. That means we're in the right place. It should have updated on my end. Let me look. There we go. It came through. So now that login and password they'll give you during your onboarding call tomorrow. And then, of course, just one reminder and one last reminder, if you can't make it to your onboarding call tomorrow, just as a professional courtesy, let us know. That way we can reschedule if you need to. Okay.
Okay. So username and the password is going to be done tomorrow.
Correct. Correct. And you are all set. Congratulations, Aaron.
Well, congratulations. As soon as we see results, hopefully soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I will talk to you soon. Let me know if you have any questions or problems, okay?
Sure. Now, so like I said, the text message that you provided me with, that's like if I have the brief questions or whatever, I can use that then.
Yes, you can text me back. Absolutely.
Okay, no problem.
All right. You have a good rest of your day, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.